This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Chaf Beis Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses the tumah status of a diminished table. The question is, at what point is the table so diminished that it is no longer considered properly usable and therefore is no longer susceptible to tumah? Now, clearly, the premise is that a regular table is susceptible to tumah. And that needs to be explained because normally, in order for a wooden utensil to be susceptible to tumah, it needs to be a container. Table's a flat surface. The explanation is that although biblically a table should not be susceptible to tumah, rabbinically it is. More specifically, the Rabbanan said that if we have a wooden utensil that directly serves man and is a surface for other kelim, then it is susceptible to tumah even though it does not have a base kibbutz, doesn't have any kind of receptacle. A table is an example of this. It directly serves man. He places your food sometimes directly on it, or perhaps you leans on it, and of course also puts all kinds of kelim on the table. And so a table, even made out of wood, is normally susceptible to tumah. Another halacha that the Mishnah will make reference to is a wooden table that's covered with marble. The halacha is that although normally if there's a plating, so you have something made of wood with metal plating, we follow the material that the core thing is made of, not the plating. So that example, the utensil would have the status of a wooden utensil, but when it comes to the table, halacha is no. If a covering of marble is added, then the table is considered a marble table. In other words, klieven, a stone utensil, and stone utensils, we know, are not susceptible to tumah. Therefore, if the entire table is covered with marble, it is not susceptible to tumah. The issue in our Mishnah is, let's say this table, or smaller table called a dlufki, partially breaks or is partially covered with marble. At what point is it no longer considered either functional or enough wood there to have the status of a table that is susceptible to tumah? The Mishnah says, HaShulchan, regarding a table, vadlufki or dlufki, which is essentially a smaller table used to serve the food, basically function as a kind of a platter that the food and things were brought on, shenivchasu, if either the shulchan or dlufki was diminished, meaning part of it broke off, o shechibon mishayish, or a portion of the tabletop was covered with marble, v'shir b'ayam makom anachas akosos, as long as there remains enough space, you have enough tabletop left, or you have enough section left that's not covered with marble to put cups of drinks on that surface, tumeim, then the table or dlufki will continue to be susceptible to tumah. For in this case, what's left is sufficient to retain its identity as a wooden table or dlufki, and therefore it will continue to be susceptible to tumah. So says the first opinion. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, that the shulchan or dlufki will only continue to be susceptible to tumah if what's left of the tabletop that is still there or that isn't covered with marble is mekom anachas chatichos. It's enough space to not only put cups of drinks, but pieces of food. If there's only enough space to put some cups of drinks, that small remaining section cannot be considered a kli unto itself. We essentially view that remaining piece as a shard, a broken piece of a shulchan, but not a shulchan, or in the case where most of it's covered in marble, we define the whole thing as a marble table, which is not mekabel tumah. You can't look at that remaining exposed wooden section as a shulchan unto itself, and therefore no part of the table will be susceptible to tumah. Nalach is in accordance with the first opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.